10, News 1. Part 1, Warming Up. A.
Keywords: Union, Organization, Headquarters, Fund, Secretariat.
Vocabulary: Integration, Mission, Coherent, Solidarity, Autonomous, Affiliate, Secretariat, Successor, Tariff, Geneva.
You are going to hear 6 abbreviations and some information about them. Listen carefully and write down in full the corresponding names of these organizations.
1. EU, the European Union, is the result of a process of cooperation and integration which began...
Ken Calkins was 16 years old when he saw his first automated instrument, a player piano. Young Calkins was fascinated by player pianos, and by age 19, he had started a business restoring and building them. In the nearly 3 decades since, he and his workers have made and sold nearly 8,000 such instruments. 3 years ago, he added computers to the Airstream technology of the player piano and other instruments, allowing him to produce automated orchestras. Ken Calkins' customers range from family amusement parks such as Euro Disney.
Was formed on January 1st, 1995, as successor to the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade. It is the only global international organization dealing with the rules of trade between nations, with its secretariat in Geneva.
B.
Keywords: Economic Cooperation, Secretariat, Association, Member, Organization, Administration, Headquarters.
Vocabulary: Vehicle, Encompass, Treaty, Aeronautics, Petroleum, Integral, Malaysia, Thailand, Cambodia, Brunei Darussalam, Laos, Myanmar, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Portugal, Algeria, Ecuador, Kuwait, Libya, Saudi Arabia.
An acronym is a word formed from the first or first few letters of several words. It is pronounced as a single word. Now listen to 7 acronyms and some information about them. Write down the full names of these organizations.
1. APEC, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, established in 1989, has since become the primary regional vehicle for promoting open trade and practical economic cooperation among Asia-Pacific economies. Its secretariat is located in Singapore.
2. ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, was formed in 1967 by Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand to promote political and economic cooperation among the member countries. Now it encompasses all 10 countries of Southeast Asia by admitting Cambodia, Brunei, Darussalam, Vietnam, Laos, and Myanmar.
3. NATO, The North Atlantic Treaty Organization was created by a treaty signed in 1949 among Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Greece, Turkey, and Germany later joined the organization.
4. NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, is a government agency in the U.S.
The unique thing about a barbecue is that no matter where you go in America, they'll have a different recipe. So in some parts, they'll have tomatoes in the sauce. And in some parts, they wouldn't dream of having tomatoes in the sauce.
When you work the clay, if both hands use the same strength, the clay will look like a bull's head. If both hands use different strengths, the clay will look like a chrysanthemum.
He hammers a piton into the rock, loops his equipment and slings around his body, and begins to climb. A graceful exercise where he moves free.
Demonstration. Hostage. Cairo. Illinois. Israeli. Palestinian.
Now listen to some news leads. Focus your attention on who and what in each lead and write down what you hear in the given spaces.
Arab leaders have ended an emergency summit in Cairo.
Chinese Prime Minister Zhu Rongji has arrived in the middle western city of Chicago, Illinois. It is the fourth stop on his 9-day visit to the United States. Finland. Citizens have elected their country's first woman president of the Social Democratic Party.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat have met for the first time in 2 months.
At the United Nations, Portugal and Indonesia have re-established diplomatic relations.
South Korean President Kim Dae-jung has been named the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Tens of thousands of people in France have held demonstrations against growing unemployment.
Two French newsmen held hostage for 2.5 months are flying home to France.
200 more families separated by the Korean War have been reunited.
News items. In this part, you are going to hear several pairs of news items. Each pair is on the same topic presented in special and standard English. A.
Keywords. Met. Peace efforts. Embassy. East Jerusalem. Peace negotiations.
Vocabulary. Embassy. Review. Status. Seal off. Helicopter. Jerusalem. Gaza. Alexandria. West Bank.
Now listen to the first pair. Complete the summary for the news items and answer the questions you hear on the tape.
How
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has met in Egypt with President Hosni Mubarak. They discussed Middle East peace efforts. Later, Mr. Arafat said the United States should open its embassy for Palestinians in East Jerusalem. Last month, President Clinton said he was considering moving the American embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. On Tuesday, Mr. Clinton traveled to Cairo for talks with Mr. Mubarak. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat met with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak Saturday to review the status of Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations. On returning to Gaza from the Egyptian port city of Alexandria, Mr. Arafat suggested the United States open its embassy for Palestinians in East Jerusalem. Meanwhile, the Israeli army has sealed off a West Bank village near the town of Nablus. Witnesses say the sound of guns could be heard as Israeli helicopters circled over Asura Ashamalia.
Questions. A. When will Mr. Clinton travel to Cairo?
B. What was the Israeli army doing at the same time? B.
Keywords. Railroad. Road. Link. Soldiers. Project. Railway. Highway.
Vocabulary. Reconciliation. Hostility. Landmine. Demilitarize. Pyongyang.
Now listen to the second pair of news items. Complete the news summary and answer the questions you hear on the tape.
South Korea. Work will begin Monday on a new railroad and a road that will link Pyongyang in North Korea and Seoul in South Korea. The first railroad was cut at the beginning of the Korean War 50 years ago. South Korean President Kim Dae-jung has called the new link a special road that will connect Northeast Asia to Europe through China and Russia. Thousands of soldiers on both sides will put down their weapons to help with the 20-kilometer transportation project. Officials said the soldiers will remove tens of thousands of underground bombs.
South Korea begins work in just hours on a railway and highway linking the capitals of the two Koreas, a sign of growing reconciliation after a half century of hostility. Starting on Monday, thousands of soldiers from both the North and South put aside their weapons to help with the work. Among other things, the soldiers must clear landmines within the demilitarized zone at the border. The project should be completed in 1 year.
Questions. A. When will the project begin?
B. What does President Kim Dae-jung call the new link?
C. What will the soldiers on both sides do to help with the work?
D. When will the project be finished?
C.
Keywords. Talks. Political and economic problems. Land reform program. Farms. Compensation.
Vocabulary. Disputed. Reform. Counterpart. Controversial. Agenda. Identify. Compensation. Harare, Zimbabwean.
Here is the final pair of news items. Listen carefully, complete the news summary, and answer the following questions you hear on the tape.
Harare. South African President Thabo Mbeki has arrived in Zimbabwe for talks with President Robert Mugabe. They are to discuss the political and economic problems of Zimbabwe. Nigerian President Olusegun Obasanjo is expected to join the talks when he arrives in Harare later Thursday. Officials say the main discussion will be about Zimbabwe's disputed land reform program. The government plans to seize most of the 4,500 farms owned by whites and give them to blacks who have no land.
Presidents of South Africa and Nigeria are meeting in Harare with their Zimbabwean counterpart for talks focusing on the country's social and economic crisis. Officials say Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe's controversial land reform program will be on the agenda. His government has identified several thousand white-owned farms it plans to redistribute to landless blacks without compensation for the owners.
Questions. A. What will the main discussion be about?
B. How many farms does the government plan to seize from the whites?
C. Why does the government plan to seize those farms?
Part 3.
Israel early elections.
Keywords: Israel, early elections, violence, Palestinians, peace agreement, candidate, Jerusalem.
Vocabulary: occupation, campaign, candidate, territory, sacred, coalition, veto, permanent, the Likud party, Muslim, Jew, Lebanon.
A. The following passage you are going to hear is a news report on the possible early elections in Israel. Listen carefully and complete the chart below with the missing information so as to get a clear picture of the political situation in Israel.
Israel has begun to prepare for early elections expected in April or May. Prime Minister Ehud Barak agreed to call early elections in a surprise announcement this week. Parliament had threatened to dismiss his government and force new elections. Mr. Barak has lost support for failing to end the violence in the West Bank and Gaza. About 300 people have died so far, mostly Palestinians. Israel took control of those areas in the 1967 war. Palestinian protesters demand an end to Israeli occupation. Mr. Barak is also blamed for failing to reach a final peace agreement in talks near Washington in July. Mr. Barak offered Palestinian rule over 90% of the West Bank and Gaza. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat rejected his proposals. Mr. Barak is a former general who campaigned for office on promises to work for peace. He heads the Labor Party. He
Israelis elected him to a four-year term in May of 1999. Mr. Barak won a huge victory over former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Netanyahu withdrew from politics after his defeat. But observers say he is preparing for a return. In fact, they say he could defeat Ariel Sharon, the leader of the opposition Likud party, as that party's candidate for prime minister. Many people blame Ariel Sharon for the current situation in the Palestinian territories. The violence began in September after he visited a holy place in Jerusalem, sacred to both Muslims and Jews. With him were hundreds of Israeli soldiers and police. He said he wanted to show Israeli control over the holy city. For the past several weeks, Prime Minister Barak had been seeking an emergency coalition with Likud in an effort to end the violence. But he refused to give Mr. Sharon the power to veto peace efforts. Ariel Sharon is strongly disliked among Arabs for his part in Israel's invasion of southern Lebanon. Mr. Barak will remain prime minister until the elections. Experts say in order for him to win a second term, he must reduce the violence in the West Bank and Gaza. They say he also needs a major peace deal with the Palestinians. The Palestinians say they want a permanent agreement, one that would create an independent Palestine with East Jerusalem as its capital.
B. Now listen to the news report again and answer the following questions with key words. Part 4. Short talks on listening skills. Listen to the short talk entitled "The Inverted Pyramid in News Reporting." Some important words are taken away from the written passage. Supply the missing words.
The Inverted Pyramid in News Reporting. Broadcasting news in English has some particular characteristics, such as its style, its structure, the choice of words, and the logical order of presentation, etc.
The standardized narrative procedure in news reporting is often called the inverted pyramid. That is to say, the most important information is usually included in the news lead. And a news lead, in a sense, is also a condensed form of a complete news story. Each succeeding sentence becomes less significant, providing further information on the who, what, where, when, or how.
If we want to sum up a certain news item, we can take words from either inside or outside the news stories. We can say, for example, this news item is about somebody's view on something, or it's about the relationship between country A and country B. Other words, such as comments, remarks, attitudes, analysis, can also be very useful.
Apart from current news, radio reports on some breakthroughs in science and technology also help update our knowledge about the world. However, vocabulary has proved to be a problem that often hinders our understanding of the new information. Therefore, in order to enhance our ability in listening, words that frequently appear in some popular science programs should be carefully studied. Besides, if we have a close examination of the experiment reports, we may find that they are often divided into different parts or paragraphs on the subjects, the test or experiment procedures, the observations, the findings or results, and so on, This kind of knowledge also helps us in following the latest developments in science.